Roman numeral 3. The testimony of Jesus is the great multitude serving God in the temple, the whole body of God's redeemed, who have been raptured to the heavens to enjoy God's care and the Lamb's shepherding with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenlies and in Christ that can be enjoyed today. Revelation 7:9. After these things, I saw, and behold, there was a great multitude, which no one could number, out of every nation and all tribes and people and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palm branches in their hands. 15. Because of this, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And he who sits upon the throne will tabernacle over them. 16. They will not hunger any more, neither will they thirst any more, neither will the sun beat upon them, nor any heat. 17. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and guide them to springs of water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. 8. The great multitude consists of those who have been purchased with the blood of the Lamb from every nation, tribe, people, and tongue to be the constituents of the church. B. These are those who come out of the great tribulation and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 7:14. 1. The Great Tribulation in verse 14 refers to the tribulations, sufferings, persecutions, and afflictions experienced by God's redeemed people throughout the ages. 2. The blood of the Lamb answers before God all the accusations of the devil against us and gives us the victory over him because of the redeeming Christ as the opened fountain of blood for all our sin and impurity. We can plunge beneath that blood, lose all our guilty stains, and rise to walk in God's own light, above the world in sin, with heart renewed and garments white, and Christ enthroned within. 3. To wash our robes is to keep our conduct clean through the washing of the blood of the Lamb. This gives us the right to enjoy the tree of life and to enter into the city of life as the realm of God's eternal blessings. C. Those of the great multitude are standing before the throne and before the Lamb with palm branches in their hands. 1. Palm branches signify our victory over tribulation, which we have undergone for the Lord's sake. Palm trees are also a sign of satisfaction, gained through being watered. 2. In the triune God as the temple of God, we will serve Him day and night to enjoy Him as the eternal feast of tabernacles, and to flourish in life like the palm tree. 3. Our service in time today is a preparation for our service in eternity. God's only goal in time is to dispense Himself into us day by day. When God comes into us and comes out of us, that is service. D. We will not hunger or thirst anymore. 1. To hunger and thirst is to have a hope that is not yet satisfied. Christ promises that everyone who believes into Him will be satisfied and receive Him as their satisfying life. 2. To contact God the Spirit in our spirit is to drink of the living water, and to drink of the living water is to render real worship to God. E. The beating sun and the scorching heat will not strike us. 1. The Lamb God sitting upon the throne will tabernacle over us, overshadowing us with Himself. 2. There is one kind of life that is under God's overshadowing. It is a life that is hidden in God. 3. Christ as Jehovah and also as man is the King who is supplying, caring for, and covering God's people. He is the King for ruling and a man who is like a refuge from the wind and a covering from the tempest like streams of water in a dry place and like the shadow of a massive rock in a wasted land. F. The Lamb, who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd us and guide us to springs of waters of life. 1. Shepherding includes feeding. Under the shepherding of Christ, I will lack nothing. 2. We can never improve ourselves, and we need a shepherd to feed us all the time. He feeds the lambs with his experience as the Lamb of God, who is on the throne of God in and for the house of God. G. He will wipe away every tear from our eyes. 1. Tears are unavoidable in this age, but our tears are put into God's bottle and recorded in His book. 2. Because the Lamb supplies us with waters of life for our satisfaction, the water of tear is wiped away. 3. Thank God that the days of sorrow and the things of sorrow will not last. The world is passing away, and we are blessed to drink of the flowing triune God until we become the totality of eternal life, the new Jerusalem.